Hi everybody, it's The Secret Subject here, and today we are going to be doing some hypnosis to relieve ourselves of unwanted drama. I know we all live in a world where there's sometimes an excess of drama, and sometimes we don't realize if the dramatic situation comes from us or from other people or from just things that we just keep holding on to. So today, we're going to release the negativity, we're going to get rid of all the drama from our lives, and we're just going to de-stress, unwind, and make positive life choices. So if you're ready to begin, make sure you're sitting or lying down in a nice comfortable position in a place where you can easily and effortlessly relax. And let's begin, shall we? So I just want you to start by taking a few deep breaths in and out. That's right. It's always good to start with a couple of deep breaths and just close your eyes. That's right, close your eyes. And while your eyes are closed like this, I just want you to focus inward on yourself. And I just want you to start scanning your body for tension. That's right, I want you to focus inward on yourself and just go through all of those different body parts that you have and just find where the tension is. And the second you find a spot that has some tension, I want you to focus on that spot for a moment. So let's start at your toes, shall we? Starting at the toes, just focusing on them and making sure they are as relaxed and as comfortable as possible. And when you're completely convinced that they are as comfortable as they can be, move upwards to your calves, to your thighs, to your knees, your hips, and your torso, and your hips, and all of those parts. As you start to move up towards your head. And while you do that, while you're focusing on making each and every single part of your body as relaxed as possible, I'm just going to continue talking to you, that's right. So while you're focusing on that, let's start to relax your mind. Let's start to open your mind and get you ready for some suggestions. Okay. So I want you in the back of your mind to imagine a staircase. Now, for some people, this might be a visual representation of a staircase. For other people, it's a feeling of a staircase, the feeling of moving down steps. For other people, it might be the sounds of a staircase, how it sounds to put your hand on the railing, how it sounds to place your feet upon the steps. But in a moment, we're going to start counting down from 10 to 1. And with each number I count, I want you to take a step down on the staircase. That's right, taking a step down on the staircase, feeling the movement, listening for the sound, maybe imagining what it looks like as we step down the staircase. While you're doing this, continuing to scan your body for tension, getting rid of all that tension, relaxing yourself as much as you can, that's right. So moving down with 10, standing here at the top of the staircase, getting ready to move down with 9, with each and every single step, you just find yourself relaxing more and more. Allowing yourself to become more and more relaxed with each and every single step. With 8, as we move down the staircase, you can just find yourself just sinking, just focusing inward more and more and more. That's right. With 7, that's right. Continue to move down the staircase. With 6, 5, that's right. Easily and effortlessly moving down the staircase. With 4, 3, 2, and on the last number, as we step off the staircase, you can just find yourself just sinking, just floating, just falling down into a nice, comfortable, relaxed place, like a bed or a chair. With 1, as you sink into that comfortable place, you can just feel yourself relaxing, letting everything go as your entire body just melts, just relaxes, just unwinds. Just become relaxed and loose and limp, that's right. Everything letting go, everything just relieving of all tension, of all stress, of all care and all worry, that's right. And now that we're here in this place, we can just talk about something. Now I know in our lives we all have drama sometimes. Sometimes things happen, sometimes miscommunications and misunderstandings happen, that's okay. But we can make choices about what we want to do with that drama, what we want to do with people who are dramatic, people who cause situations in our lives that are just not conducive to our happiness. And now I want you to think back to a time when something happened something happened that started to impede on your health and your mental well-being, some form of drama, whether it be a big thing or a small thing, and I want you to focus on it. I want you to think about how that came about, what happened. Was it somebody that you know? Was it something that happened? And we all know that sometimes we harbor resentment and feelings around these situations with emotions, and that's okay. But right now, I want you to hold that memory that causes you stress, that memory that causes you mental anguish, and I want you to hold it in your hands like a ball of energy. All right, we can imagine that drama, that negative energy just bundling up in front of us and holding it as a ball. And again, maybe you can see it. Maybe it's a ball of a cuddled light. Maybe you can feel the energy radiating off it. Maybe you can just imagine the sounds that it would make as you hold it in your hand like that. And in a moment, we're going to start to unpack some of these things that impede our lives, this dramatic situation and circumstance. But for now, what I want you to do is take that ball, and on the count of three, I want you to drop it. I want you to let it go. I want you to release it and just feel how much lighter you are as a person with that energy dropped, with that ball just dissipated. Ready? 3, 2, 1, drop. Drop it, let it go, just let it go, just let it go, just let it go. And as you let it go, you start to realize that actually what might have seemed like a big deal at the time just doesn't seem to faze you anymore. And isn't it funny how sometimes we have people in our lives, we have circumstances and situations and places that we happen to be that cause these negative emotions. Now we can make positive life choices when we are away from these negative influences and these negative energies. Sometimes we have to spend time with people we don't like, and that's okay. However, there are times when we can make conscious choices and subconscious choices about who we want to spend our time with, who we want to spend lots of hours being around, putting energy and time into. And so now, this is the time for you. If there are any circumstances or situations in your mind that you need to let go of, if there are people in your life that you know are causing you a great deal of pain and anguish, now is the time to let go of that. Now is the time to unhook them from your mind. So let's do that. I want you to take a moment to find any places or circumstances or people that might be impeding your growth as a person, that might be impeding your happiness and your overall well-being as a person. And I want you to imagine little tiny hooks. And those are the hooks that are connecting you to that person, to that thing, to that place that is giving you all of this negative energy. And I want you to reach over to those hooks, and I want you to unhook them one by one. And as you take them out, I want you to feel how much lighter you feel as you just pull them out and pull them out and pull them out and remove that negative energy, remove that negativity from your life. Because you don't need this person, you don't need this place, you don't need these circumstances anymore. I know for some people, they find themselves in a job that is just emotionally draining and taxing on them. For some people, they have friends or family members who impede their growth. For other people, it's a house or a place of residence that they want to get out of and they want to get rid of. And that's okay. But right now, you are removing the hooks that tie you to them. And as you remove the last hook, that's right, pull it right out. And sometimes the last hook is the hardest, but you can do it. I know you can. And as you remove it, you can just feel free. You can feel light from this person, from this place, from this thing that was holding you back. And you can realize that all of the stress, all of the drama that came with this circumstance, with this place, with this person, is just gone. All of the tension in your life, all of the energy, the negativity in your life can just be gone. And it's that simple. So whenever you come across a person that is being overly dramatic or is causing you stress or pain or whatever, you know that all you need to do is close your eyes, imagine the hooks tying you to that person. You unhook those hooks, you take them out, and you put them away. And it's a very simple thing to do. It's a very easy thing that you can do. Each and every single time you just close your eyes, count yourself back into this place, imagine them with the hooks that they hold into you, and remove them. And just imagine how much lighter you feel knowing that you are a free person, because you are a free person. You're a person who now has the freedom to go and do what you want and not have anybody get in the way of your success, your happiness, and your mental well-being. Because the most important thing in your life is you, your well-being, your happiness. That's right. And so now in a moment, I'm going to start counting you up from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, happy and content, remembering everything that we did today, remembering everything we learned today, remembering all the techniques, and feeling so much more happy, more free, knowing that you don't need that drama in your life anymore. Very good. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, you can feel the energy starting to flood your body with 4, 5, 6, happy, content, refreshed and energized with 7, 8, 9 on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi everybody, I hope you enjoyed this little session about releasing yourself from drama in your lives. And as always folks, don't forget to keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.